Hello, K-drama lovers. You are listening to Destined to Be an Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And welcome to our talk about Call It Love.
And I will open with the show summary for today, for this one. A family torn apart by infidelity receives fresh wounds when their estranged father passes away. Determined to show her, quote-unquote, respects, Shim Woo-joon shows up at the funeral with an axe to grind. After having an altercation with Mommy Dearest, she learns that her father left the house to her house her family lives in to his new wife, who decides to sell it to help her son with his business endeavors. Bent on revenge, Woo-joon hatches a plan to dismantle the life of the one who took her inheritance, but fates are muddled when she finds love instead.
So, what did you think about this drama?
I love this drama. First of all, I'm biased. I love the actress, which always makes me click.
Okay.
If I see her name, I will check out the show.
Yeah.
But this drama was... It was... I don't know what her theme is this season, but it must be very interesting stories.
Like, okay.
The subject and the term and how the story came about, how it forms, what is actually happening, who the leads are, how they're related. It's a recipe for they cannot be together, though you find yourself rooting for them to be together.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole thing.
They're being drawn together.
Being drawn together.
But it's like, you can't.
You, not you with your are history. It, you rooting cannot. For something that you know will never happen.
Yeah.
Yet at the same time, you're still rooting. And as I was watching it, I kept saying, they can probably figure it out. Like, I was trying to figure out a way it could work. And there is no way it could work.
They have to move away from all the people that they know and go to.
They would literally have to abandon all their family and friends and go somewhere where no one knows them.
Knows their backstory. That's the only way that works.
That's the only way it could work. And that's something that.
But it was so unfortunate because everybody who saw them together and saw how their love was growing, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but saw how their love was growing was just like, I really want you, but you know you can't, right?
It was just sad. Like, they could see, again, we're getting ahead, but like, they could honestly can be,
they
can see the love. They can see that he's not like the mother.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know who your mother is.
Yeah.
It can't work.
Yeah. It was like a Jerry Springer episode. That's what it was.
A Jerry Springer episode?
You know, Jerry Springer used to have the most ridiculous stories.
Oh, okay. And relationships. Yeah.
Yeah. So if they got together, it would be a Jerry Springer episode.
Especially how his mom was.
Yeah.
She was crazy. One of those things where, honestly, in my way of working things out, I was like, I think the mom has to just go away. And when I say go away, I mean somehow she just has to not be alive for it to work.
Even then, it's just like, you can never have Christmas together. You can never have...
Well, if she's not alive.
Oh, if she is, yeah.
I said, that's the only way.
That's the only way.
That's the only way. Yeah. That's sad to say, but that's the only way, basically.
But even that on one end, the guilt from him, and then on the other end, the... fact that the family still knows that, oh, you're still her son. You know what I mean? True. And if anything goes wrong, they're going to be like, we should have never.
should have never trusted
that guy.
Oh, wow. I don't think anything would ever go wrong with him, though. He doesn't seem the type.
But, you know, if anything did.
It would have been the first thing on the tip of their tongue.
It would have been the first thing on the tip of their tongue.
This is just like your mother.
Like those arguments, if things got out of hand, would be Jerry Springer.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Absolutely. But it was great. I thought it was very dark and moody. Like, I found myself wondering, what on earth is going to happen? And it was interesting because they were so, whereas, you know, the last drama we talked about, everybody was upbeat with a very dark situation. These people were dark and moody. Like, you know what I mean? It's like they needed tablets, some of them, you know. They were just like really like.
What tablets did they need?
You know, special.
Iron tablets.
Special tablets to help them, you know, because they were going through some real struggles. But there was nothing super, super cheery about the main leads.
You know what it kind of felt like? It just felt like you were watching someone's session with their
therapist.
Now that you mention it, like even when they had certain dialogues and how they spoke, it was like they were speaking with their therapist. Like, I'm not sure if you noticed. Did you notice that even how they interacted, how they spoke?
Yeah. They all needed a therapist, but they didn't.
Even when they had their moments of interaction, when they spoke together, it was like they were speaking with their therapist.
Yeah, and it was interesting because they said they always often made mention to the fact that they didn't do well with emotional things, and they don't really deal with it well, and they don't talk about things.
They do not,
as a family,
talk about things.
They don't talk about things. They don't talk about it. Mother clean moved away, left the kids in the house. I'm like, what is happening?
Even when you saw the mother come back, like the interactions were the exact same.
Yeah.
They woke up. She woke up the brother. She cooked the food.
Yeah.
She went to work. It was silent movies until they met other people.
Yeah.
It was a silent film until they had to meet other people.
They just
did it. The one sister then put on a facade when she went to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Of being bubbly and happy.
But they could never be together. Like, even he, like, every single person in the drama, actually, all the main people that we care about, I think, in the drama had such bad
memories. It was like a tragic love story.
It was
like,
very tragic. It's an absolute tragic love story. They can never be together.
Yeah, like Romeo and Juliet without the poison, you know. The poison was I guess, the
relationship. Oh, my gosh, maybe that's what it is. This is the second show we've talked about today that's related to something else that we know.
Yeah, like they can never be together.
You're right. I think it is Romeo and Juliet without the poison.
Yeah.
Because she's a Capulet. Yeah. He's a Montague. Yeah. Or she's a Montague. And they can never be together.
But
at least they're not trying. Trying to run away.
No.
But yeah,
they knew it was an impossible situation. And even though she knew it was an impossible situation, she still continued to allow herself to fall in love with him.
It was an accident.
Yeah.
Or like I read, it was a total accident. She went there for revenge.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to get revenge from the inside.
Yeah. It was a great plan.
Was it a great plan?
I thought so. Anyways, let's see what some other people had to say. Let's see what some other people had to say, because we're going way into deep dive. Let's hear some viewers' comments. I have a comment here from Anthea, and she said, what a lovely drama. Love the pace and the way it communicates without words. Just the energy in those moments grabs me. Can't wait to watch more.
So, and I have a comment from Mark. Perhaps the best slow burn romance melodrama I've ever seen. It took me an episode to really engage with it. I was actually considering dropping this drama halfway through the first episode, but what a mistake that would have been. For anyone who likes melodramas.
Love melodramas.
Then this is a must watch. Lee Sung-kyung especially is amazing.
Wow. I have a comment here from Shishiro. One of the best dramas I have watched this year. Great chemistry between the cast and OMG. I love Lee Sung-kyung. She formed such good chemistry with everyone, and the way she and Kim Young-kwang communicated with each other without words. Beautiful storyline. Sad, touching, yet beautiful. Again, with
without no words. Are we were talking about? It was a silent film for most of it with music.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have one last comment from Irisu.
Yeah.
Irisu. Never a fan of melodrama, But this has become an exception.
Wow.
Love the story, cinematography, and the actors. Worth watching.
Wow. That's really great.
And I will say, this is something I will also say, is that, so this is a Disney Plus for us here in Canada. This is a Disney Plus show. And it was one of the first Disney Plus shows where I was like, y'all got it. You're getting hang of the K-drama.
Yeah.
I don't know what writer you use for this or who you got, but this is a good one. Because in the beginning, a lot of the ones that they were bringing out was like...
were bad.
Yes. They were kind of... you know what they reminded me of? Because I feel like our palette has evolved since we've watched it for so many years. It was like what we are seeing 5 years ago. It's like they're so behind. They caught up really fast. It took them kind of a year, but they caught up. There are some probably other good ones on Disney. I just haven't watched them yet.
I'm watching a couple of... Watching a couple of good ones
right there now. Has been other ones on... Like, I'm watching one right now that's really good, too. But I felt that when I saw this one, this was the first one I watched where I was kind of like,
I need to pay
attention more to Disney.
Yeah.
Because the first ones I was seeing, I was like, this is not interesting in me at all.
They were bad.
Okay.
I saw a couple and I was like, no.
whatever they were acquiring is what I'm saying. Whoever they hired to acquire them and put that money towards, they didn't understand...
Yeah.
What was needed.
Yeah. They were kind of doing some of the earlier dramas that I saw were doing like the weird Disney kid movie, but in Korean. And it didn't work.
Is that what it was? I can't speak on it. I just thought, like you said, they were not good choices.
No.
And then they started making better choices.
Yes.
And I would say it was a very quick switch of like,
yeah.
I want to say a year of bad and then all of a sudden, whoa.
Listen, I think Disney has pledged to put, I can't remember how many millions of dollars into making Korean dramas.
Like, really?
A lot.
Thank goodness.
Like,
this one I'm watching is amazing.
Like, I don't know if it's 72 million or almost a billion. I'll say 72 million.
What's also great is a lot of the shows that they're acquiring, the caliber of the actors that are in them.
Are great.
They're movie actors.
Yeah.
The majority of the ones that I'm seeing now that I'm enjoying, I don't see them on other shows.
Yeah.
I've only seen them in movies when I've watched a few movies.
Yeah.
So they're getting like movie actor level for a TV or web drama, I would say.
Much better quality, for sure.
The filming is better quality. I can't say that. The acting is good. I don't say much better, though. Some of our TV actors were good.
No. I'm talking about in comparison to what I started watching.
The quality
on Disney,
of the shows from the first picking. I got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
Yes,
they
I
were
think
not good.
Whoever is there now, a director of selecting the scripts and picking, is doing a great job. I can't say this for a fact because I didn't look it up.
Yeah.
But if we looked this up after, I feel like there would have been a firing and a hiring.
Yeah.
In the some type of timeline.
Yeah.
Of like someone who didn't get it and someone who just all of a sudden just was, that's not what we want. This is what we need.
Yeah.
And gets it.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah. It seems like somebody who never seen a K-drama before as opposed to
started
somebody
doing
K-drama.
Yeah. As opposed to watching them and saying, no, that's not what we want. They're like, you're doing stuff from five, six years ago.
Yeah.
That's not. And what's one thing you know about South Korea? They're very on trend.
Yeah.
That means things change quickly.
Yeah.
You can't do stuff from 5 years ago now.
Yeah.
It's already changed. That's not what we want anymore.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Netflix is putting out stuff like Squid Games. You can't be putting out stuff like, you know, Boys with a Flower right now.
Yeah.
New. Boys with a Flower has a fan base now that is beloved.
Yeah.
You can't do that type now.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's not going to do as well.
It's not going to do as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would say those who have like skipped on a Disney K-drama, you can start watching them again.
Right?
They're getting good. also Amazon Prime ones are pretty okay too.
All right.
Yeah, so like I don't know, I'm not being sponsored, I wish, by them, but I'm just saying there's some other ones out there that are kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a plug. Do you have any more comments?
No, that's it. Those are all my comments.
Okay. So The fact, so we spoke about a lot of, okay, do you recognize the main lead?
Oh, no. We're back to this game again.
No, it's not a game. It's just a quick question.
Okay. Carry on. I get scared when you pull games out. Go ahead.
Okay. Kim Young-kwan. Do you remember him from one of the first dramas you ever watched?
It's a game.
It's not a game. I just asked him if you remember him.
Pinocchio.
Yes! So I don't know why you think it's a game.
Because sometimes that's always a game. Do you know this face?
Did I create a trauma for you?
Yeah, small
trauma. I'm very sorry.
A small trauma.
I'm very sorry. That's I don't mean the case.
It's a funny trauma. Okay.
I stopped playing that game because you don't recognize many people.
It's true. I don't. I'm getting glasses though. So we'll see if that helps.
Thank goodness for tomorrow. Yeah, because your prescription was not correct right now. I hope it was the glasses.
I hope
that's the reason.
Let's see if it gets better. We'll keep you posted.
I hope it's the glasses, because I always thought you had face blindness.
Oh, gosh.
But yes. So you remember him. But
yes,
he is
Pinocchio.
So he is, he is a part of this group of, I think, actors or models turned actors, who also a part of that group was Sung Jun, who plays her best friend, Yoon Jun, in the drama.
Yeah.
Both of them are friends outside of this show.
Yeah.
And they're part of this acting team or friends who models who turn actors called, they nicknamed them Model Avengers.
The Model Avengers? That's hilarious.
There's about five of them who have maintained very close friendships. But they all used to be models and now they're actors.
Wow. That's really cool.
Kim Woo Bin is also a part of that.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I found some interesting facts about him that I didn't know. Because we've talked about him in other dramas.
Oh, okay.
One is that his father fought in the Vietnam War and died when he was in sixth grade.
Oh, wait. Did you not? You told me this fact, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't you say that he was exempt as a result?
I don't remember.
Because of his father's service?
I don't remember.
Okay. Did I make this up?
Do I need ginkgo too? Ginkgo and glasses?
What's that mean?
It's a thing for your memory.
Oh!
Ginkgo biloba.
You have those deja vu moments?
Yeah.
Maybe it was a premonition.
Now I'm saying, did I talk about this? It seems like a new fact to me.
Off camera. Wait, is the rest of your fact that he didn't have to serve military service because of his father?
No, that's the end of my fact.
Oh.
Do you have that fact?
No, I don't have that back.
Oh.
Okay, I might have just made that up.
Okay.
Maybe that was from a different show you mentioned that. Okay.
I have no idea. I could have. Now I'm doubting myself. But anyways.
But his father died in war?
His father died when he was in the sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't think he died in the war.
Oh, okay.
But he fought in the Vietnam War.
Yeah. Wow. How long ago was the Vietnam War?
It was in the 60s.
Oh, my God.
Was it the 60s? Based on the music, I'm thinking late 60s,
if he fought 70s. In the war, how old was he when he fought in the war?
I don't, right? It seems like a long time for
him. Not his grandfather. His father?
His father. But he died when he was six, so.
Oh. Sixth grade, you said before.
Sixth grade, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Not six, sixth grade.
Okay.
So that would be 11.
I'm sorry that happened then.
Yeah.
It's not really a fun fact. This is a fact.
Oh, sorry. It's a fact.
Anything else you found out?
Oh, also not fun, but before he was famous, he delivered newspapers to help provide for his family.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he succeeded.
He started modeling at 19, but before that,
he struggled. Can I tell you that the choices that he makes for his roles are...
He makes good choices.
He makes... Some of his choices are very interesting.
Yeah.
It's a gamble. Like, he does... it's a gamble? No, it's a gambit.
Oh, okay.
I watched a show where he was a serial murderer.
What show was that? I didn't see that show.
That was on Netflix.
Okay.
Oh, what is it? Oh, you definitely didn't see it. Oh, he died and yeah, he would catfish people a bit online. It wasn't even catfishing. Like, he would take phones or whatever, create a separate different accounts and find women, you know, go on dates with them.
Yeah.
You know, and then he killed them.
Oh.
Yeah. It started when he was with someone and he accidentally killed her or something like that. It's his, all I'm saying is.
Is that based off of a true story?
I hope not.
Okay.
ended up that he met also a sociopath who, a girl who didn't have that much feelings or something like that. And they were very equally very weird. And he ended up dying from her. She killed him.
I'm glad I didn't watch that.
Yeah. One. I'm telling you, the gambit of shows that he does, it's very varying. I don't know how he decides to choose it. Maybe he's just like, yo, this is interesting. But yeah.
Wow.
He acted well in it. It was just a very disturbing show. I don't think I watched it. I think it was too disturbing. I skipped a lot.
Wow.
Do it. It was a Netflix show though. I remember that.
It sounds disturbing. I'm disturbed right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, another fun fact about okay. him.
Is this fun?
Yeah. This one's kind of fun.
Okay.
He helped build an igloo in Antarctica.
Oh, actually, it's fun.
Yeah, he went with the show. Somebody invited him to called Law of the Jungle. I don't know if you ever.
Oh, seen that yes, show. I know that show.
And
they went to Antarctica,
and they invited him to come along, and he helped build an igloo.
So I never knew they went to cold places.
Oh, really?
They usually go when I've seen the episodes I've seen, they've gone to deserted like islands and had to build their own fire and all that stuff.
Well, this is very cold. Like, that's an adventure.
Yeah, I didn't know they literally went to other.
That's an adventure I would not
want. No, I don't ever want to be cold. I don't, you know what? I don't want to experience anything similar to Survivor either. that's not the show for me. Right? In the choices of shows, of the type of variety shows that are created, that's not the one I'm playing. If I was to pick a variety show to go on, it would probably be...
The one where they cook food, open up a restaurant.
I was going to say Running Man. Just because I just want to meet them because yeah. they're characters. And one that involves food, I agree with you. Yes. Yeah. One involves food or dogs are incredible because I like to learn about dogs and how to rear them. Those are the three I would go on.
Do you have any fun facts about him?
Let me see. No, the one was just about them being the model Avengers and that. That's about
it. Well, let me add on to the model Avengers. Apparently, well, not apparently, he was the first Asian male to model for Dior.
Oh, nice.
In 2009.
Oh, I didn't know. Not know that.
They had never had an Asian model before. So I guess he is a bit of an Avenger.
Yeah, he has great proportions.
Yeah.
I wonder if he still models, if he does the walk the runway sometimes.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
That'll be interesting. But yeah. But that's actually kind of cool.
It makes sense because when I first saw him in Pinocchio, I said, he looks like a model. I didn't know he was a model, but I was like, he looks like a model.
Because he was tall?
Because he was tall. He had a good, nice physique and stuff like that.
How he carried himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never, even when he's playing this character, you know how sometimes you can't unlearn after you, like, you know, you just look, if you have a model, like a lot of time models can look good in all types of clothes.
Yeah.
Making a model look
bad.
Yes, bad is hard.
Yeah.
Right? I found it, even when he was, even in these outfits and how he looked, all they could do is, just, like, we just gotta make him sad. Wear brown.
Make him sad.
make him sad. And make him wear brown. Like, it did.
Because he still looked good.
He still looked great.
Yeah.
In everything. At one point, they had him walk out in socks and sandals. He was always wearing socks and sandals as he left his house. And I was like, you still look fine. Like, I don't get the, he doesn't have the air of, like, looking.
Bad.
Bad. It was it's a struggle. It's a great struggle to have.
It's a great struggle.
I want to have that struggle, too.
I want to have that struggle, too. To never look able to look bad. If you saw me wearing my weird mock Crocs today with crazy hair. You know, I was struggling.
Hey, what is that? What was? Oh, you know how I was always upset because I forgot I got her these. The rain boots, the Keds rain boots.
And you used to wear them. I got new rain boots. That's an aside. Gosh. That's an aside.
She used to wear them in the snow. Like she, it was moments. I saw her wear it more when it wasn't raining than when it actually was raining.
I love those boots. You gave those boots
to me. I forgot I did that. I didn't expect you to keep wearing them everywhere. Like, I would see you out and I'd be like, wait, you're wearing the rain boots again?
It's not raining.
And it's not raining. And I was like, you're wearing these again? And you kept going, yeah. And I feel like he would be able to pull off those rain boots wearing them without, like, wearing rain boots when it's not even raining. He would be able to pull that off.
I didn't pull them off? Is that what you're saying? Not really. I loved them.
To Marcy, the fact that I kept saying, you're wearing them again. I don't think you pulled them off. It wasn't like... Those rain boots look great. It was, you're wearing them again.
I loved them.
You really loved the rain boots.
I absolutely did. They made me feel very happy. And you gave them to me. That's so nice. Wow. You can't say I didn't wear your gift.
No, I cannot say that.
I finally had to get rid of them.
From one good gift giver to another.
Yes.
And I learned, actually, I told someone this recently about you and gift, because I would go somewhere and they would be like, do you want a gift receipt? And I'm like, no, because you always told me that I give good gifts. There's no gift receipt. They're not going to want to return it. So every time I would always give gift receipts and I'm like, no, I'm not giving gift receipts. I think the only thing I might, if it's I'm giving a gift to a baby and it's clothing.
Yeah.
It might not fit.
Yeah.
So I should give a gift receipt for that.
Yeah.
But the item is great.
I don't even bother because it's just like, that looks good.
I think the only people who I struggle with are my nieces who, for some reason, don't like to look good.
Wow.
So they like to wear stuff that makes them comfortable. And I'd be like, I got you this nice dress. You look good in the dress. What's the deal? It's not my style. they would say to me and I would... You know, then get upset and not buy them clothes anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah. So if they want to look, always wear track pants all the time, like, you need to have a variety. You need to have a style.
Yeah.
And they don't. And it's what's the most boggling thing is my dad, a very stylish person, their father, very stylish person. So I don't understand. Where are you getting this?
Somewhere in the gene pool, somebody's not too stylish.
They just stopped. They gave up. I think that's what happened. They stopped. Like, I feel like the new generation, they prefer comfort over looking good.
In North America.
Maybe in North America.
Yeah.
I'm like, you should look good.
I've gone to other places and they look very put together to the point where you feel silly.
Wait, weren't you telling me the story about in Europe traveling?
Yes.
How they look nice travel.
Even to go on the plane, they looked... $1 million. And I was just like, oh my God, thank God I didn't wear those track pants with words on the bum and stuff like that. I would have been looked very odd.
Words on the bum.
which I would see a lot at airports. I would see that a lot. Anyways, we're off on a tangent. Did you find any more interesting facts about your cheese and the track girl?
I would say that, one thing I would say that, as we were talking about Kim Young-kwang being a model and Sung Joon being a model.
Yeah.
Lee Sung-kyung is a triple threat and is also a model.
Yeah.
And she began her career as a model, where she competed at a local supermodel contest in 2008. And then in 2014, she made her acting debut in a supporting role in our very lovable drama We Love, It's Okay, That's Love.
Oh, and she was great. She played a crazy person.
Let's not call her a crazy person. I can't remember what happened.
Oh, right. She was in therapy.
She was in therapy or something, I think. Yeah. I don't think she was a crazy person.
Well, she was in therapy. Everybody in that show was a little bit off. Even the doctors were off. I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Isn't that the show with Kang Woo's Not Real?
Yes, I get that. But okay. you just... I don't want you to say that the way you said it. Yes, in that show, everyone was a little bit off.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's not that just not just because she went to therapy. It's just she was just off, right?
Yeah, she was different.
And I can't remember if it's she. I thought she was dating someone who was a little off or schizophrenic or something.
I can't remember exactly.
Okay. But why she's a triple threat is because she also released a collaborative single song with Eddie Kim, which is a cover of Sharp's My Lips Like Warm Coffee.
Ah.
So she sings, she acts, and she models.
She also plays the piano.
That I never knew.
And she plays the drums.
She plays the drums?
Yep.
Wow. Did she play the bass? Because that's what's the best.
No.
Not as impressive then.
But that's...
I'm joking with you.
That's okay.
Because I like the bass. I was hoping she played the bass.
Yeah, she plays the drums and she plays the piano. Yep, I thought that was very cool. I didn't know about that. And I didn't know she was a musical theater lover and doer. But
she is?
Yeah.
So that the drama that I saw her in, that's the only drama that I was like...
That you didn't enjoy. Because you don't like musicals.
Because it's a musical.
Yeah.
I like to kind of... There's some musicals I like. I'm not going to say all musicals I don't like. I just, as a whole, I do. It's hard for me to get into them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have any other type of interesting facts about them, unfortunately, though.
Ah. Well, I found a fact about her where people have, like, referred to her as the Gigi Hadid of Korea in terms of her modeling and her scope of influence in South Korea.
Oh, I didn't know that she was, they call her that.
Yeah, and she's very well respected as a model and an actress in the industry. You know how some people, they say, oh yeah, they're a model, you know, but everybody's a model who's also, you know what I mean? And you're like, but they're not walking runway. You know what I mean? They're not a model. Like, she's a legit.
No, she's the model. Yeah.
Model. No, some people say, yeah, I'm a model, but.
Really?
They ain't walking no catwalks. I mean, that's not the only type of model that there is, but.
Oh, okay. So you're saying, like, some people, well, they are a model, but you're saying they're not, but she's actually a cat. She walked the catwalk, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like fashion shows and stuff like that.
I don't think, she still does or she did?
She did.
Oh, okay, okay.
She did. I don't think she's doing it anymore. She's probably too busy with acting, but yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
She has an unusual look.
You know, the only thing I cannot take, and it's every time I watch her in a drama, they always make, I'm not sure if it's on purpose, they always make her lips dry. Have you noticed that?
I've never noticed that. You notice the most interesting things.
I just think one time I was watching a show.
Maybe she just has dry lips.
Huh?
I don't think they make her lips look dry. Maybe they're just dry. Maybe they're very creasy, maybe?
No, I always thought it was like a part of... why I thought it was because I thought they maybe did it for her like appearance. Because like sometimes she'll be like a... What do they call it? Dowdy? Is that the word?
Dowdy, yeah.
Type of person. So that's why I thought they did it on purpose.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, alrighty. Anyways.
Yeah.
But I only notice it on the roles where I see her being that type of role where she's not supposed to be caring about makeup and stuff. That's why.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying she regularly does that. I've just noticed that in certain roles. But yeah, what did you think about the frame of the storyline? I would say.
Let me tell you about this story. Okay, so I had thought I had finished it. Let me just go back.
And oh, yeah, I remember
then
that.
I realized I didn't finish watching this drama. I probably fell off of it a week and then forgot to get back on it. And then thought I had seen the end and I really hadn't. Anyways.
Because I started talking about it and you said, like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Oh, I guess I didn't finish that drama. I need to go back and watch that. But... I thought the way that they did the story was amazing. I don't really have many faults in this drama, if any. I thought the cast was next level superb. The way that people interacted, like the family unit, but just everybody, it was so well casted and so beautifully acted. Like, and it's interesting because I don't typically like this kind of story where people are not... They're just everyday life.
Yes, you're always off.
I'm not on everyday life or K drama or John drama. Uh-huh. I'm like, give me the melodrama, the ridiculous to the ninth degree, you know? So this was a kind of like an everyday drama. A little bit.
A kind of, yes.
You know, in the sense that, you know, they get up, they eat, they go to work. You know, sometimes things happen, sometimes nothing's happening. I love that.
They get up, they go to work, they eat. They come it's every day.
It's an everyday life.
It's an everyday drama.
You know, and...
They gotta eat.
They gotta eat, and...
no one's slapping someone. Oh, no, someone did do
someone
it.
Did. But, I mean, it wasn't so ridiculously over the top, mm-hmm. and it was very believable. Like, you could see this story being somebody's true and real life. You could see this. It was realistic, very mm-hmm. realistic.
I agree. I agree with you with that for sure.
Yeah.
Like like you said, I'm a person that will notice random things like, what happened to this person's pants? Like those type of,
yeah.
I will get distracted and then I will get latch on to this pants in every scene. I'll be like, wow.
Yeah.
This show never made me
season
that.
One. CGI cats.
Yeah, I had no CGI cats, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen good CGI. That's why I think I always point out bad CGI.
Yeah.
But sometimes I go, all right, whatever. It's bad CGI. I'm going to move past it. But this one didn't actually have any of those type of flaws. The story was very complete. It was full. It was thorough. Even...
It was well written. Is it a book?
Well written. Even... that's what makes... I was about to get to that because even the supporting cast was well written.
Yeah.
Like, even the her older sister had a fully developed story.
Yeah.
Her younger brother even had a great story. He was a great singer when he had to sing. It was his dream, and he was actually a really good singer.
Yeah.
And then you find out that, like, oh, his dad was also a good singer. So I felt like he was kind of hiding the fact of
that that's
being
what
a good
he really
because
wanted to do.
The dad was the Achilles heel for this family.
Yeah.
Of what he put them through, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was great. Even...
And even the sister ending up being in an adulterous relationship that she didn't know she was in an adulterous relationship.
And
married
how, like,
the father in his adultery.
Yeah, and her sister coming and finding out and saying she would never do that.
Yeah.
Without even saying why, but everyone knew that she would never do that to you.
Yeah.
But wow. Yeah, this was even her best friend. Who didn't ever want to be married, but his mom continually kept trying to set him up.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, that was, again, everyday type of situation. Your parents were always trying to set you up, and he didn't even want to be set up. Like, even even his background or his story was developed.
It was very well developed.
It was well developed.
To the point where I wondered if it was a book. Because usually I find when they base something off of a book... The characters
have
are very
well formed.
There's no throwaway characters. You know what I mean?
There wasn't a single throwaway character. Even the mother who came in for what? Three or four episodes. Fully formed.
Yeah.
We saw her before that three episodes. We saw her like maybe once in a flashback, I think.
In a flashback, yeah.
Fully formed character.
Yeah.
Came in. Even the other woman. You know, her character is fully formed.
She was great.
She did her role well.
She did her role fantastic.
She was great.
She was annoying, but she was great.
She was perfectly annoying.
Yeah.
Even the fact of that she stole the house from them.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was, I was like, oh, wow, that father really just left y'all and gave the house away.
Yeah.
That was crazy. But even to find out later on that, no, that wasn't the case and she stole it, I was like, wow, this is such a fully formed story.
It suits her character very well.
Yes, it did.
It's like, how could you leave?
How do we even believe that he would do, like, you know, we could because he did leave you guys for her.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, it was a really, really good drama. There's only one thing I would say. I have no idea what his job was. What was his company? What is it about? How can you make money running fairs? I couldn't grasp my head around it.
So didn't he sell camping equipment?
No.
He wasn't making camping equipment. Hold on. Let me take my glasses off. He wasn't making the camping equipment? Or he was just having fairs to sell camping equipment?
Yeah. It was. Okay. So it's. I think. But it was. I don't fully understand. That's the thing. I did not fully understand the job of what he was doing. If I'm trying to wrap my head around it, it feels like it was like he is holding
a camping.
They're a company that prepares different like conferences or events.
It's not different conferences. It's just about camping.
No, though. But I think that was his last idea. I don't think every fair is about camping.
Unless it's not.
That's what I don't know. Is it all about camping?
I thought the whole business was about camping.
Can you actually make money off of just holding fairs about camping?
I don't know.
So I just couldn't. I couldn't wrap my head around this job. And then they never showed many scenes about the job.
But you know what was interesting about that? The fact that they were talking about was this camping. Was that this camping that nobody seemed to really enjoy except for him? Was a place of solitude for him because he had such happy memories with his father and going on a camping trip.
That wasn't his father.
Who was that man?
Oh my God, it's Mercy. You are really missing, you missed a big part. That's huge.
No, I watched it, but that wasn't his dad?
No.
It was his dad's friend?
No.
Who was this camping man then?
This is the crux of why he has the relationship he has with his mom. It was just another man that she would bring into his life. And then she would leave and move along to the next guy.
I thought that was his dad.
No.
That's why the camping thing made sense.
No, this was just one of her boyfriends.
Oh, it's an ex-boyfriend.
It's an ex-boyfriend or ex-husband. I don't know if they got married or anything.
That was good to her.
That was good to him. And he found, what happened is he brought him camping one time. They would go camping and he fell in love with camping through his and he actually had a good relationship with this gentleman.
Yeah.
Because my understanding, that's not his father, but maybe I'm wrong about it. When I watched the whole show, he never called him dad.
I thought it was his dad.
No, that he was probably like a stepfather. Like a stepfather.
Okay.
Because I just don't know if the mom actually married him or not, but they were in a relationship.
Yeah. And well, from what him. He was very annoyed and disappointed with his mother because she seemed to have a pattern of just
she would leave men. Him for the next man all the time. Yeah. And every time he would think there would be stability, she would rock that stability.
Yeah.
And then when he found this man who was a stepfather, he built that relationship, right? But he was able to still hold on to that relationship, fortunately. But she would drag him out of those he'll form this relationship with someone for them to just break up and then for him to lose that connection, that figure in his life. That's not his dad. And then the apartment that he's living in, that man allowed him to live there. So that man actually owns that place.
Wow. Okay. I need to rewatch some
things. It was literally just a one scene where he's just like, you can live here, you can stay here. It wasn't. For mine, his dad was not his father. He never called him dad.
Okay.
He called him Mr. or something. Or he never said he never called him father or dad. From my memory.
I have no idea.
But now I don't know.
Because of their rapport that was his father who the mother left. Because she was married and they both left their people to be together. I thought that was.
Maybe that's the guy that she left for. I don't know, but I didn't think that was his father. You know, I could be wrong, though.
I could be wrong.
They don't have the same last name.
It was shocking to me.
He doesn't have the same last name.
Okay, so maybe not.
So, I think I'm correct. Because I understood that as just, that's just another one of the men that he's seen
throughout his life.
He saw through his life through his mom's relations. Or relationships.
That has got to be hard growing up with that.
Huh? Yeah, and that's why he has that. That distance between him and his mother, mm-hmm. and why she's like, you've never solid. Been there because she's just been moved on to the next guy to try and get money. Like she's just been, unfortunately, I don't want to call her this, but she was basically a gold digger, And that's sad to say. Like, you stole someone else's husband.
Yeah.
And got in there as some type of saleswoman.
Yeah.
And then you stole her husband?
Yeah.
She shouldn't even call it gold digger. Is there a better word for that? Because she was sniffing out good men. And ruining the lives, I guess.
An old school word would have been hussy.
Oh, that's a little bit worse than a gold digger.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, that's kind of like how he grew up and what he grew around. And then he just got attached to that one of her boyfriends. Yeah. And through camping, because he found the love of camping through this man.
Yeah.
And he kept in touch with him. And the guy still revered or had a relationship with him, built a relationship with him that way.
Well, that's a revelation.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, dude, why don't you live with your dad? Why did you stay with this crazy woman?
His dad. I had to look at you and go, oh, no. No, it's not his father.
Wow.
But, yeah. Wait, there's something else you were saying, though.
I can't remember.
You said that it was interesting. Oh, that it was a camping company because you thought it was his father.
Oh, because I thought his father introduced him to camping.
No, I think it was just that because he fell in love with camping.
Well, you know what? He fell in love with camping, but there was also a sense of stability from that relationship to the fact that he was the only man that I seen he still had a relationship. I don't know how long they were together or whatever, but they still kept in touch.
From since he was a kid, I believe.
You know, Walt, you know what I mean? He had good and fond memories of this man. Mm-hmm.
But then he also had, an ex-girlfriend who somewhere where he loved and found solace and peace, disturbed that peace.
Yeah.
Breaking up with him. And then also then later on finding out that she was in a relationship cheating on him because he overheard the conversation.
He knew that she was cheating on him.
Because he overheard the conversation and then she broke up with him there. I couldn't believe that is, you know, this is the one place that he loved.
No, he said he knew she was cheating on him for a year before she said anything to him. There was a conversation where he had that, said that.
Oh, I missed that. I thought he just overheard her one time.
And he allowed it.
Wow. That's,
And I was like, what the fuck?
Someone very low self-esteem.
Yeah. And he allowed it because he didn't think that she would go as far as getting married. And he said, when he found out she actually got married, it broke him.
What about then finding out that your mother was going to her and taking money from her? Like, that's
embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing. Like, she was his Achilles heel.
Yeah.
Someone who is like, I don't ever
kryptonite.
Want... Kryptonite.
I don't want anybody to meet her.
I don't want everyone to meet her. I don't even want to talk about her.
Yeah.
He probably didn't even want to broach wedding or anything because of his mom.
Yeah.
Because of who she was and her personality.
Yeah.
Even behind your back, she was trying to get money from this person. Stealing people's houses. Like, this is what you're dealing with? Yeah. Every time she had money, he goes, where'd you get the money from? That's the first thing he asked her.
Yeah. She was a gold digger.
Oh, so...
an opportunist, for sure.
So I have a question.
Okay.
Would you have, if you're the writer of this drama, would you have found a way to try and get them together just to make
to get the audit, together?
To get the two leads together in the end? Just to make everyone wanted happen? Or would you have just how it ended is how it had to end?
This is the first time I will say that this non-ending ending I enjoyed because it would be too ridiculous if they got together. Even though that's what you kind of want for, mm-hmm. you're kind of rooting for them. It don't make no sense. Their history.
The baggage.
The baggage is too much between their family
is too much.
It is too heavy.
Do you think her family's reactions were valid?
Yes. Because the mother was just like, yeah, girl, I get it. He's maybe not like the mother, but you know what? You can't do it. You know that, right? And her mother had to break it down so it will forever be broke.
I think the one that actually kind of broke me was the brother. The brother literally went to the house and bowed to her in greeting.
Yeah.
Without not having no knowledge, not knowing exactly what it was. That would make me sick.
Yeah.
That would make me sick. So I understood why he was like upset. He goes, and then he goes back to why she didn't want him anywhere near. him.
Yeah.
But then you also invited this because he saw him with you first, right?
Yeah.
It was, yeah, it was just, it was a very unfortunate.
It was very unfortunate, but very well done. It was definitely dark in terms of the temperature of the piece. It wasn't a light and fluffy Dr. Cha.
No.
You know, it was dark. It was just like we have some issues that we're working through. And
yeah. I even like how the sister and her best friend got together, like how that relationship formed. It made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed how everyday life this drama.
Listen, this is one of the first everyday dramas where they just get up, eat, and go to work. That I enjoy.
The opening sequence of the morning was them eating.
Yeah.
Getting up to go to work and then coming back.
Yeah.
And drinking at night, waking up, drinking doing it all over again.
Do it again.
What was very shocking to me too though, it was that she was the middle sister. So the eldest sister, I thought she was the middle sister.
Oh, you
in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
It took me a while. I didn't realize. It took me a while. And only when she said that she was the older sister that I was like, really?
Wow.
Because your middle sister is fully responsible. Like, she's the one that's making sure this boy gets up and studies. And then when she finds out he's not, she's the one who's kind of like, she kind of has her mom's personality. But yeah.
And her sister seemed a bit flighty. And she always seemed like, okay, she has dad's personality.
She has what?
They always said, like, she has, her personality is like the dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But and yeah, hers absolutely. Was definitely like the mom. And she was very bitter and jaded.
Very jaded.
Because she found out about the affair before her mother did.
She did.
And her way to stop it was throwing herself in front of the car. It still didn't stop anything. So that's a different kind of baggage and pain.
That she was literally an athlete. She was, an archery or something?
I can't remember what she was doing.
She was heading for, like, training for Olympic in mind and goal, was going to throw it away to see if that would just stop the affair. Literally threw her body on the car.
Yeah.
Broke her arm.
And he still continued.
And he still continued with this foolishness and left.
Yeah.
That is really, I would, as a child, that would be horrible. I don't even think that her injury stopped her from doing the sport. I think because her father was so invested, it was like a punishment that she stopped doing the sport. She thought it would be a punishment.
Mm.
So she quit. Because it's something that he wanted her to become.
It's messed up, man.
Yeah, man.
Messed up.
But yeah, I really enjoyed, like you said, it was well written. I really enjoyed the dialogue of this drama immensely. I also enjoyed the soundtrack.
All right.
Which we could segue to the music. So, Auntie Marcy, which songs in this drama did you enjoy?
There was a song that I really enjoyed. It was called Going Home. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. So I like the song. It was called Flower by Roy Kim.
Beautiful song. I remember that in the drama throughout the drama. It's a gorgeous song. Another one of the songs that I enjoyed was called Moon Song.
I like that one a lot. Another song that I have is that I enjoyed was What Can I Do by Hongji.
Another song that I really enjoyed is called Love Without Pain.
And I also enjoyed this one by Cho Yuri.
Beautiful, beautiful. I have one more song called Walk Slow by Uyo.
That song's very more upbeat than I was anticipating for this drama.
I thought the soundtrack was excellent.
Yeah, it was a really good soundtrack. As you can see, we picked almost every single song.
Yeah. Which is great to have a great soundtrack when people aren't saying a whole lot of words.
No, that's all we're hearing. The soundtrack has to be good.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Because they just had a lot of emotion, but not necessarily talking all the time.
Yeah, and you know what? You know how I'm a very person with little small pet peeves. I do not like walking scenes or running scenes without purpose. I would say they walked a lot in this drama, but it was done artistically.
They were going to work. They're going to grab a beer.
No, but sometimes it was like when she was like following him, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was done well, where I was like, okay, it's moving a plot, it's for a purpose. And yeah, it was sometimes it was just them just walking together. Like there's a scene where they were walking together after eating and someone came walking the other direction, just kind of split them up, I think, or a bike rider.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting to see them just walk together, but not actually together.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, yeah. When they were walking, they didn't look like they were actually together.
Yeah.
Which is why probably the writer went right through them. So I thought that was really kind of interesting.
Yeah.
To see.
Really great direction. Yeah. Really great choices. Really great script. Really great drama.
Yes. Yeah, so.
On a whole.
So if you guys have not checked it out.
Bravo to Disney Plus on this one.
Yes. It was one of the first ones I watched. I was like, all right, Disney. I'm watching you. There are a few others now, too, that I'm seeing. But, yeah, it's Disney figured it out, and they got it. So, all right, Disney. They learn quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's why they're such a, billion-dollar company.
Yes, all these years. They learn quickly. They are, and they're investing quite a lot into Korean dramas. So I look forward to what they're going to put out next. If you have not had the opportunity to watch Call It Love, I don't know if it's anywhere else besides Disney Plus right now. I don't know.
In different countries, I'm not sure. I don't know what it is. All I can say is in our country, it's Disney Plus.
In our country, it's Disney Plus. You know, if you get an opportunity to watch it, check it out. Let us know what you think. I thought it was fantastic. And I'm somebody who doesn't like everyday life dramas. And I would give this one, you know, pretty high.
Oh, yeah. So since you're telling me to rank it.
Pretty high.
What would you give it?
I would give this one about a 9.
Oh, interesting. I would give. Are we ranking like we're comparing it to everything else that we watch? Or just like.
No, just
as
just,
a, so,
just
by itself. By as itself. A complete drama.
Yeah. Just as a
anything
recommend.
Anything missing something.
As a recommend.
I would say 9.5.
Oh, that's good.
And I just didn't do the half because I don't think anything should possibly get a 10.
Yeah.
I feel like it's safe. But yeah. I would give this a 9.5.
Wow. Wow. So you've heard it first from us. 9.5. High praise from Risa.
But would you give it again?
A 9. That's high for me.
Of course. You gave the last drama that you said you liked.
8.8. It started at 7.8 and you said I had to up it.
And it went up to 8.8. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's very high for you.
Yeah.
It's only 2 points higher than the other one.
Yeah, but remember, I had to scale that one up, but I originally said that one was a 7.8
for me. That's true.
Yeah. But this so you one probably is a should solid do a 7.8. This one's a solid 9. Like, I can't... I'm only not giving it 10 because I want to poke a hole in it, but it was really good. It was really good.
Really and truly, it was a good drama.
It was a really good drama, you know?
You know what it is?
It doesn't get an extra point because of maybe the speed of it, but that just makes it everyday life.
Yeah. I couldn't remember why I didn't give it the extra half, but... Yeah, I can't. I just didn't want to give it a 10 for some reason.
Yeah, it's a subject matter that, you know, most of the time they're just walking around. It was a very moody drama.
Yeah.
Not my type of drama. It was very moody. Most of the time they're just talking about sad things and sad happenings. And, you know, the happiest people were some of the most shystiest people. You know what I mean?
They're happy because they're stealing everything they got.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but it was... enjoyable. So if you have not watched it, you should definitely check it out. But absolutely. Guys, until next time,
miss you.
miss you.